Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Another milestone has been reached in the New England Highway upgrade between Belford and the Golden Highway near Singleton. A construction contract has been awarded to Acciona Construction Australia to carry out the upgrade works that include building a 30-metre-long bridge over Moody's Creek, 5 metres above the current road level. The New England Highway will be widened as a part of the project to provide 2 lanes in both directions between Belford and the Golden Highway and a roundabout on the Golden Highway to improve safety for motorists turning left onto the New England towards Singleton. The upgrades are due to be complete by late 2024, weather permitting. Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment Dan Tehan says Upper Hunter farmers and producers will benefit from the new trade deal Australia has struck with the UK. Tariffs on key Australian farm exports will be gradually reduced as part of a new free trade deal with the UK. An in-principle agreement has been reached which will also see restrictions on working visas be eased. Minister Tehan says the benefits for local wine and beef producers are fantastic.
For our wine producers is that we now get a tariff-free access into the United Kingdom when the agreement comes into force. For our beef producers, we'll get tariff elimination over 10 years, and also they will get an upfront ability to be able to send 35,000 kilotons of beef to the UK.
Out of the more than 17,200 random breath tests in the northern region over the long weekend, there were only 79 people charged with being over the limit. New South Wales Police's Operation Queen's Birthday saw police out in force targeting drivers doing the wrong thing. One incident of note was Sunday night in Tamworth when a man was stopped for an RBT. He allegedly refused to comply and attempted to leave the scene before a short struggle with police. He then did the breath test that returned a positive result. He was arrested after struggling with police for a second time and taken to Tamworth Police Station, where he was charged with 3 offences, refused bail, and then granted conditional bail in court to face it again in July. Meantime, it was also Operation Pariac over the long weekend. Across the state, more than 100 licensing breaches were detected, including COVID-19-related ones. In Maitland, police were conducting their patrols when they attended a licensed premises at about 9:30 on Saturday night and alleged that several patrons hadn't signed in using the New South Wales Health QR code check-in process. Inquiries are continuing into the breach. It's mixed news for the Newcastle Knights today. Knights forward Mitchell Barnett has been found guilty of his contrary conduct charge and penalised $1,800. But Kalen Ponga is returning from injury in time for the Knights to face the New Zealand Warriors this round. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.